Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back,
baby. The big white house on the hill. It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. A little band from Texas. A little Texas blues there. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Sean Murphy's our guest, our good friend. Longtime Brain Trust member, The Optimistic Workplace is his book, Creating an Environment that Energizes Everyone. We're talking about the impact of being overworked yourself, maybe your own people. I like what you said earlier, Sean, about, and I talk about this sometimes too, that, all right, so I'm dedicated to my business. I'm all in, have always been. I love working. I don't plan to ever retire. They're going to take me out of here feet first. I mean, that's my plan. I plan to go out feet first. And I'm okay with that, but I have to be careful because I'm all in. This is my baby. This isn't my employee's baby.
Right.
But they show. Well, wait a minute, Sean. They show up on time. They act like they care. They do their work. They're engaged. What I mean, aren't they just like me? Well, no, they're not. And sometimes we lose sight of that. We get so wrapped up in it, and not only our employees, but sometimes our family members.
Yep. Well, you know, I think that nobody's going to care more about what you're creating than you. And that doesn't mean, though, that there can't be committed employees who believe in the cause, who fight for the cause, who give to the cause. But they're never going to care to the depth that you do, because you created it, right? It pulled something out of your heart and soul to be able to bring it to life, which, you know, is an interesting, which is interesting from that being kind of the kernel from which all of our passion flows and why we invest so much time. But really what I'm here to implore all of us business owners is we have to come up with some way to better integrate our personal and work life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can actually take the time to take care of ourselves, we actually can invest more time, or more quality time, I should say, into the business. You know, for example, so it's not uncommon for me to work 80 to 100 hours a week. What I've learned, though, about myself is that once I get past like 80 hours, it's diminishing returns for me. And what happens is I stop caring about things. And that's not good, right? When I've got employees, I've got clients, I've got projects that need to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. So I put into place my own self-care program. And program is probably a very fancy word for really what I do. But it's my way of making sure that I have time for myself. Even if it's, I do 7-minute workouts, Jim. I mean, that's how little time I have, but that 7 minutes is my time to kind of recharge my battery so that I can attack the day.
Well, another thing we have to realize is, and this goes back to your point about diminishing returns, I mean, there's work and then there's productive work, right? I mean, work is just busy. It could be, if it's just work, I mean, people, you can stay busy and not accomplish anything, right?
Yeah.
And so, again, this comes back to checking your position, doesn't it? I mean, what have I done? What have I accomplished? Look back. I remember, you know, one of my favorite things to do, even though it was the hardest to do, was when I lived on a farm when I was a kid, was building fences. It was the hardest work you'll ever do, digging post holes and stretching wire. But once at the end of the day, you got to look back and see what you built. Look at that thing. Look at that stuff. Those posts sticking up out of the ground. That wire. Look at what you've accomplished. You've framed in a piece of dirt for livestock. I mean, that was an accomplishment. And so look back on your day and say, you know, how did I do? But also, how did your people do? Right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We can't run a business by ourselves. No, I understand there are solopreneurs out there.
Yeah.
But at some point, especially if you're scaling it, it's going to take other people's effort to help grow it.
You know what the country folks, you know what the farmers around me called what I just described to you on the farm?
What?
Making a showing.
Making a showing. I love it.
Making a showing. Isn't that great? So I do. I still say that today. Did we make a showing?
I love it. I love it.
Hey, Sean, I need the website one more time, please.
Switchandshift.com.
And the book?
The Optimistic Workplace.
And where is it available?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to my book's website called OptimisticWorkplace.com and download a free chapter and a free resource.
Sounds good. Hey, Sean, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do.
Sean Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.